Be'ezras Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Klei HaMikdash and the laws of the vessels in the Beis HaMikdash, Bo'evidim Bo'in, those who do the Avodah, in the Sefer Avodah, which in this Perek, we continue with the theme of the previous program discussing the 24 Mishmoiris of the Kahanim. So too, that is not just with the Kahanim and the Levim, but also the Yisraelim also have this apportioning of 24 groups, which is known as the Maimed. Says the Rambam, Halacha Aleph, E'efshe, it's not possible, Shi'i Karbonish Al-Adam, the Rambam gives the background, that Shi'i Karbonish Al-Adam Karb, that a person's carbon should be sacrificed, Bu'ena Oymed Al-Gabav, and that he shouldn't be standing, that's the word, the Oymed, the Maimed, that he shouldn't be standing over there. You're bringing a carbon, you have to represent yourself. Now, the Karbonis Satzibur, now, the Karbonis of the public, which are brought every single day, Him Karbon Shal Klai Yisrael, those are the Karbonis of all of Klai Yisrael. The EF Shashi is so cool, the problem is you can't have all of Klai Yisrael standing over there when they're bringing a carbon. So Lafikach Tikkun, the Bimur Shem, therefore the earlier prophets, that of Shmuel and David, they instituted Sheyivirumi Yisrael, that they should select from the Jewish people, Ksheirim V'Yirichet, upstanding and God and sin fearing individuals, the Yushluchi Kol Yisrael, that they should be the agents for the Jewish people, Laman Al Kabanas, to stand there on their sacrifices. Behem and the Kram, Anshe Maim, they're called the men of the station. The Choko Esam Arbov, Esam Mamodis, they were divided into 24 Mamodis. Kimini Mishmeres Kohen Levinya Levia, like the way the Kahanim and Levim were divided for their Avodah. Val Kol Maimed Maimed, and for every single Maimed, which is every week, there's a different Maimed. Echad Maimed Al Kulim, you have one person in charge of all of them. V'Anik Horesha Maimed, he's called the one in charge of that Maimed. Now Locha Beis, V'Chol Shabbos B'Shabbos, every single week, Miskabtsin Anshi Maimed Shal Eser Shabbos. So the men of that Maimed, they gather for that week. Misha himen b'Yushalayim, a karbla, whoever lives in Yushalayim or near Yushalayim, nechnasin la'mikdash in mishma kohen leviyah shalaysa Shabbos. So they would gather into the temple with the groups of the Kahanim of that week and the Levim of that week, which they were also divided into 24 mishmaris going by the weeks. Now, v'rechaykim shabaysa ma'amid, but those who were far away, that were part of that ma'amid, they didn't live close to Yushalayim. So kim shagim ma'amid shalom, when it came time for their station, he miskabtsin la'mikdash knesset should be becoming, they would gather in the shuls, wherever there is that they lived in their place. Now, what did they do, these Yisraelim that gathered, Beim Yushalayim, whether they were in Yushalayim, or Beim Avatikin Tzis, whether in their shuls, wherever they lived? What they would do is as follows. They would fast on Monday and on Tuesday, and on Wednesday and on Thursday, as a way of that it should be accepted, their karbanis, which they're representing all of Klai Yisrael. Of the Erev Shabbos Leim Asan, but on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, they wouldn't fast, make Kfarat Shabbos, because it's honor for Shabbos, they should be able to take care of their Shabbos needs. So to Be'echad B'Shabbos in Masan, they wouldn't fast on Sunday, Kedishli Yetzim O'inik Shabbos, let's say they shouldn't go straight from the delight of Shabbos, straight into affliction of fasting on Sunday. Halacha Daud, Uvachol Yem Yem Shabbos Shimamod Me'en, every single day of the week that was their station, Mispalim Arba Tfilas Abadavim, four prayers. Yet Shachris, the morning prayer, a minchah afternoon prayer, uneila, which is the closing prayer of the day. They also add another prayer between shacharis and mincha. The year Sarah, there was a special tefillah added for the mamadis. And they would do in the sis kapeim, they were lifting up the palms, hakan v'kan, the duchening, b'maimed in these stations. Sholosh pam b'chalyam, three times every single day. Yet b'shacharis, u'b'tefillah zoha yisarin, this extra tefillah, and the uneila. The Korim B'Sefer Torah, and we're laying from the Sefer Torah, Shlesh HaNoshim, three men, meaning three Aliyahs, Shtei Pam, B'chol Yom, two times they would laying every day. And B'Shachris, V'Tfilah Shnei Yishim Masifin, and the second filler that they added on. Of the Micha, L'Hoi Korim B'Sefer Torah, but the Micha, they wouldn't laying from the Sefer Torah, El Alpeh, rather by heart, K'Kor Neshma, the way people say Shema by heart. And V'Lohi Miskabs on Tfilah Mincha B'Erev Shabbos, they wouldn't gather for the Tfilah Mincha on Erev Shabbos, and they should Tfilah Mincha again because they're busy preparing for Shabbos, so then they wouldn't gather. Halacha, hey, the kibbutzim lechol tefillah ma'arba tefillas elu. Now, the gathering of for every tefillah from these four tefillas, v'amidastim sham and their station over the tefillah for davening with tzchina and supplication, v'akashim request, and v'liksa v'toyre and regarding the laning, that are all the things that we mentioned. Nikra maimed, that's called the maimed. That's what those people do. Now, halacha above the b'mahi yukarn, what did they lane when they lane these two times a day? They lane b'maisa v'reishis, the acts of creation, because that's the culmination of the karbanis, is what supports heaven and earth. So we talk about heaven and earth in regards to the avodah, the karbanis. By Yom Rishon on Sunday, Korin Bereishis, they would lain from Bereishis, and by, which is the first day of creation, by Hidukia, and that this should be a ferment, which is the second day. Every day would be that day and the following days. By Sheni on Monday would be Yurkia, and the next day is Yukavu, that the water should gather. By Shlishi on day three, which was Yukavu, the waters were gathered, and then by Yima Iris, which would be luminaries, which was actually on Wednesday of creation. Mirvi, but we need to have enough psukim to lane, which each, there's three aliyahs. Mirvi, on Wednesday, they would lane Yehime Ayus, there should be luminaries Yishritzu, which is day five of creation. Mechamishi on day five, on Thursday, Yishritzu Vesaytze Aretz. And Beshishi on day six, with Taytze Aretz, that the earth should bring forth, and Vayichulu, which is that of Shabbos, that it was all finished. Now, Halacha Zayin, Parsha Gedayla, which we said there was two parashas that were lained every single day. So the Parsha Gedayla, the large Parsha, Kari Maisa B'Shem, that would be lained by two people. You would get two aliyahs out of that. Uketan, and the small one, Kari Aisa Echad, would be lained by one person. That would be the three aliyahs. Ushtei Parsha, Shekar Meshachas, and the two parashas that we said in the Parah Halacha that was read in the morning, Heim Shechayis, and Kari Maisa B'Tfil HaShenis, that was what they would repeat and lane again by the second prayer, which was added on special for the Mamadis, Basefer from the Sefer Torah. The Mechazim Akoyin is by Mincha Alper, then they went and lane that again by Mincha, but again, that was done by heart. Halacha Ches, now, however, Shmoinis Mechanica, the 8 days of Chanukah, Lahoy Anche Maimed, Oysen Maimed B'Shachas. The men of the Maimed, the Israel, would not make a Maimed, which we said is special tefillahs and laning, they wouldn't do it by Shachas because they didn't have opportunity to do a Maimed because they had to say Hal for Chanukah. So to b'chol yom shish b'karban musav, every day, any day which had a karban musav, l'hoi b'maimed, they wouldn't do a maimed when, lo b'tfil l'shnei shalom, not by the second prayer, lo b'mincha and not by mincha, because they're busy with the musav, which is in the afternoon. Ella, they only had it b'shachas, and ne'il b'vad, only in the morning, and at the end of the day by ne'ilah. Now, continue on another theme, also by the karban ha'etzim. B'chol yom shoyi by karban ha'etzim, any day that had a wood karban, l'hoi b'maimed b'ne'ilah, there wasn't a station by ne'ilah. Ella b'shachas v'tzvul shniyah u'b'mincha, again because they were busy with that and they wouldn't have ne'ilah. As Rama explains, halacha tesu ma'u carbon ne'itzim. What is this carbon of the wood? Zman kavua hoyil mishpachis mishpachis lotzis layarm. There was designated dates for certain families to go out to the forest lahava itzim l'manacha to bring wood for the pyre for the fires that were on the mizbech where they would burn the carbonus. V'yem shigil b'nei mishpachas zul lahava itzim. And the day that reached for the certain family to go and bring the wood, they would bring certain burnt sacrifices, there were donations they would bring. But there were carbon eitzim, and that's the carbon of the wood. It was like a holiday, it was forbidden to eulogize and to fast and to do any work. But that was a minik, and that was a custom that they had. And halacha yud, a fellow yachid, even an individual, shesnadav eitzim, that if he donated wood, like zarm or logs by menacha for the pyres on the base of midrash, also by sayyam, he's forbidden that day, this individual, behesped and eulogizing with tightness and with fasting, but sees malacha, doing malacha, again, but there was a minig, and this is a custom. So we're saying that by the carbon eitzim, they wouldn't make a maimed by ne'ilo, again, because of the yomtiv that they had. Halacha yud aleph, and the anchi maimed, finishing off the men of this station, Asur melasaper umelchabes kol shabbos lam. They're forbidden to take haircuts and to launder their clothing that entire week. But on Chamishi, but on Thursday, mutar min kavod shabbos. They're permitted because of the honor of the upcoming Shabbos. Now, amema ostra alim lasaver chabbos. Why did they make it forbidden for the men of the maimed to take haircuts and to launder? Because they should counsel mamadim shame in the bum that they shouldn't come into the station in a state of disgrace. Ella, rather, obviously, they know they're not going to take a haircut or wash their clothing the whole week. Yisaper bichabes b'kodesh that they'll cut their hair and they'll wash their clothing from before the week, and therefore they come in to the mamadas in a dignified manner.